This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, May 2nd, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Equipment makers eye price increases due to tariffs. Congressional tariff critics plan to keep fighting. And Senator pushes for 45Z extension. Price increases could be in store to deal with tariffs. We're getting the first clues as to how farm equipment may be affected by President Donald Trump's tariffs. Major manufacturer AGCO reported yesterday it's looking at price increases as an option. CNH Industrial announced an increase in product prices in the low single digits. But like other companies, it's also looking to control inventory. In the end, like most large industrials, we're pulling every lever out there to mitigate the cost given the dynamic situation we're in right now, said Damon Audia, AGCO Senior Vice President and CFO. Both AGCO and CNH Industrial reported significantly lower quarterly sales but saw their stock prices jump because their numbers beat analysts' expectations. Asked by investment analysts to estimate the net tariff impact to AGCO, Audia put it at 30 cents earning per share. The company's outlook for the next quarter is $4 to $4.50 earnings per share. Tariff critics eye further votes in Congress. Critics of Trump's new tariffs see opportunities for further votes on the issue after the latest push to overturn the reciprocal tariffs failed in the Senate this week. We're going to pull out all the stops, Senate Finance Committee ranking member Ron Wyden told AgriPulse yesterday. Wyden added that he has, quote, no higher priority than uprooting Trump's tariffs, which he argued are taking, quote, a huge toll on the well-being of our people. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York told reporters he is eyeing opportunities in the reconciliation bill to force Republicans to defend the duties. You're going to see proposals to undo the tariffs as a part of the process, he said. Meanwhile, Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia believes there may be openings during the deal-making process to force votes. He told AgriPulse that the administration may have to issue new emergency declarations to lower reciprocal duties, which could offer new opportunities to challenge the economic emergencies on the Senate floor. He also argued that Congress should have to approve any new deal. We are looking at sort of a next set of steps, but we haven't made decisions yet, he said. You can read more at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Mega Maha Bill advances in state legislature. A bill that takes aim at seed oils, food chemicals, dyes, and additives advanced out of the Louisiana State Senate Committee on Wednesday. The package contains many proposals in line with Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s vision to make America healthy again. Senate Bill 14 was introduced to the state Senate in mid-April, and it cleared the Committee on Health and Welfare in a 4-3 vote. If passed, the bill requires Louisiana to apply for a federal waiver through the USDA to restrict SNAP purchases of sweetened beverages. It also prohibits a list of food dyes and artificial sweeteners from school meals. Similar bills have appeared in other states. Uniquely, the Louisiana bill also includes labeling requirements for certain products. If passed, restaurants would have to disclose if they cook with seed oils. Additionally, food packages would have to include a warning that the product, quote, may be harmful to your health if it includes certain ingredients that are banned in other countries. As an industry committed to nutrition, transparency, and public health, the facts on heart-healthy oils like plant-based seed oils remain unchanged. They are safe, beneficial, widely recommended by health experts, and preferred by many consumers, said Devin Mogler, president and CEO of the National Oilseed Processors Association, in a statement responding to the bill. Meanwhile, Santa Cruz, California, implemented a 2 cents per ounce tax on sugary drinks yesterday. Voters first approved the tax in 2018, but it was blocked by a state preemption law. The state court struck down the penalty provision of that law in 2023, and Santa Cruz is the first city to act on a local sugary drink tax since then. The tax applies to sodas, iced teas, sports drinks, and any other non-alcoholic beverage with an added caloric sweetener that has 40 calories or more per 12 fluid ounces. There is an exemption for small businesses with less than $500,000 in gross receipts annually. Senator pushing for a short 45Z extension in reconciliation. Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas told AgriPulse he is lobbying for an extension of the 45Z tax credit for clean fuel producers in the reconciliation process. The incentive was created in the Inflation Reduction Act, but was only set for 3 years, which biofuel and sustainable aviation fuel groups have argued is too short to provide certainty. Moran said he's pushing to extend the credit to 5 years. He said this effort is a work in progress, and the Senate is still waiting to see how the House portion of the reconciliation plays out. But it seems like it's not outside the realm of possibility, Moran said, of including the extension. Biofuel and commodity groups recently welcoming the reintroduction of a bipartisan bill that will extend 45Z to a total of 10 years. Keep in mind, not all Republicans are on board with even keeping 45Z and other IRA incentives. Members from farm states like Iowa have encouraged leadership for months to take a scalpel approach to the IRA credits rather than a sledgehammer. But members from the Freedom Caucus have continued to call for a full repeal of the climate package incentives. End the Green New Deal subsidies, all of them, Senator Mike Lee of Utah wrote in a social media post yesterday. U.S. dairy signs deal with Indonesia to boost trade. Multiple U.S. dairy groups have inked a deal with the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce, known as CADEN, to support cross-border dairy trade. The National Milk Producers Federation, U.S. Dairy Export Council, and CADEN signed a memorandum of understanding yesterday, that according to a National Milk Producers Federation statement. The deal fosters collaboration on putting more dairy into public meal programs, dairy facility registrations, data and information sharing, and a joint communication campaign around dairy nutrition. CoBank. Mexico to surpass Canada as top U.S. ag export destination. Mexico's post-pandemic economic recovery and emerging manufacturing sector likely to propel the country to the top U.S. ag export destination in 2025, that according to CoBank. New research says Mexico was on track to import more U.S. ag products than Canada this year, despite its slowing economy and weaker currency. Rising feed demand for the country's growing pork, chicken, and beef industries, partly to blame, CoBank says, as is an ongoing drought that continues to subdue crop yields. The economic boom has allowed consumers to expand their traditional diet. U.S. food and agriculture producers are helping meet Mexico's growing demand for meat, poultry, dairy, processed foods, and feed grains, the report reads. Here's today's final word. There's the what you'd like to have, and there's the other solutions all in the middle. And so we'll just see what we can come up with. That's what all these negotiations are about, is trying to find something that maybe everybody's not totally happy with, but that they can live with. That's Senator John Bozeman, chairman of the Senate Agriculture Committee, on a possible extension of the 45Z credit. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, May 2nd, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Dowling.